The Foreign Minister Bob Carr has brushed aside a formal complaint from the man who launched a sexual harassment case against the Speaker, Peter Slipper. James Ashby's lawyers lodged a formal complaint of victimisation yesterday with the Human Rights Commission over remarks made by Senator Carr and the Queensland National Senator Barnaby Joyce. New South Wales public school teachers will stop work for 2 hours this morning. 750,000 students across the state will be affected by that stop work. The teachers are striking over the state government's moves to give schools much greater control over budgets and staffing. Greece's caretaker government has been officially sworn in to take the country to its second election this year. The nation's political leaders are being urged to do everything they can to stay in the eurozone. Overnight, European shares were hit hard once again, with markets in Paris, Frankfurt and London all down by more than 1%. Facebook is launching itself onto the US stock market later today and has just been officially valued at $104 billion. The company's initial public offering is expected to raise more than $15 billion, making it one of the biggest stock market launches in US history. And the US singer Donna Summer has died at the age of 63. Summer had a string of hits throughout the 70s and 80s, including disco classic Love to Love You Baby. She died in Florida after a battle with cancer.